The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 68 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the one, the only, and original. And with me as always, are my two awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello, it's good to be here. As I say every week, my favorite day of the week is 2B Tuesdays, so very happy indeed to be here.
Indeed, indeed. It's my favorite week to record as well, because we always have a lot of fun on these shows. And somebody else on this show I know always has a lot of fun when they come on to co-host this show with us. And that, of course, is the Canadian portion of this podcast, the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. I am still fired up after last week.
What I realize after doing Gamera the Giant Monster on last week's episode is we probably need to do more giant kaiju movies in the future because they are a source of hilarity.
We do. And there's so many bad ones. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect.
Yeah, I know. We've got 50 Gamera sequels just on Tubi. So.
Exactly. And so also the knockoffs.
So I'm fired up, so because it's my week to pick a movie this week,
woo!
And I'm doing one of my all-time favorite movies, and something I don't think either of you have seen.
Nope.
No, I haven't.
So what if I told you there's a movie with Cheech and Chong, so this is our first Cheech and Chong movie, with members of Monty Python.
Ooh.
Okay, you have my interest.
We're doing Yellowbeard this week.
Woo! That's our first, pirate movie as well.
It is.
It's our first pirate movie.
Yes, it is our first pirate film, and even before we started this episode, because I knew we were going to do this film for this week's episode, I've already figured out the connection between this film and our last film, Gamera the Giant Monster. So this set is set after the events of Gamera, but what if all the cities that Gamera destroyed, people, all the adults that survived, were so poor that they had to resort to piracy to make back all the money they have lost, so they become pirates out into the ocean.
There you go. That works.
Different timelines. Doesn't work. Almost there.
Almost.
That's what we say, because, you know, it's a different part of the world, so maybe some parts of the world are a little bit behind in the time.
Works for me.
That's my only excuse. Yes, that's my only excuse for all of this, but I'm very excited to watch Yellowbeard. Been hearing about this one for a while. I mean, I knew Cheech and Chong were in this movie, but I didn't realize that members of Monty Python were also in this film as well. Free members, that's right. So I'm very excited about this. And we'll get to the film in a second. Okay, we'll lay down the ground rules as per usual. So for all our listeners out there, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Yellowbeard if it is streaming in your part of the world. But I'm pretty sure if it isn't, you'll be able to watch it by other means via DVD, Blu-ray, or other streaming services. And we're going to count down from five. And then when I say go, that's when you play the movie and our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure that even if you have no interest in watching the film, dare you? episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. However, though, since Tubi is a a free streaming service. They do play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we will shout out ad, so that way you can pause the film. And then once the ads are finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But to make sure that we're all in sync, we'll make sure to give timestamps as well. So let's do this. So, Batch, Marcy, are you ready to live a pirate's life with Yellowbeard?
Yes.
No, you should have said, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, good point. Are you ready? I was going to save all that for the episode. For the movies.
Oh, there'll be plenty of that through this whole
commentary. There's going to be a lot of pirate puns and everything, so be prepared, people. So, let's do this.
I can't do it.
All right, let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, here we go. It's rated PG, by the way. Oh, it's another MGM movie.
And what the lion is saying in its lion language is arr!
Arr!
In its lion
language. Oh, actually, it would still be saying that even if it wasn't in pirate language. It would just go arr! Arr!
This is also an Orion film.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love Orion back in the day before they went defunct.
Yes.
They did make a comeback. They have made a comeback since, but mainly producing, like, horror movies and that.
Pete, I think you need your microphone a little bit closer to you, because whenever you move around, you sound funny.
Okay, hold on. How do I sound now?
Yeah, much clearer now. Yeah.
Well, I gotta aim my mic straight at my mouth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the 2B Tuesdays podcast unless we had technical difficulties or something stupid happening, Bede making a million mistakes, you know how it goes.
Peter Boyle's in this too.
Oh, Cheech and Chong, Peter Boyle, epic.
This movie is a great cast.
Mm.
Peter Cook's in this movie. And Marty Feldman. So not only are there Cheech and Chong, members of Monty Python, but also actors who are staples of Mel Brooks films are in this film as well.
Yes.
So it's like three worlds coming together for this one movie.
Eric Idle, Madeline Kahn's in this movie.
Yes.
James Mason.
James Mason, yes. From Salem's Lot.
Of course.
As blind pew, 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 pew. I'm assuming. Oh. And Kenneth Mars.
Oh, it's only a co-star.
This is going to be the... This is going to be the movie where both of you are going to hate it. And you're like, fuck you, Batch.
Batch, if Marcy and I hate this movie, this could be your Mr. Jingles or Hell of the Living Dead.
It could be. It's not, but it could be.
Susanna York, Oscar nominee Susanna York, a.k.a. Superman's mum in the Superman films. This movie is stacked with a massive cast.
I know, we're
cast.
So excited,
like anyone...
and then it's just going to go downhill because for some reason they've edited like real-life cannibal footage into this movie.
Being that this is a movie about piracy, I would not be surprised that does happen.
That's in the director's cut of Yellowbeard. That's the third act.
You know, I'd never even heard of this movie.
To be fair, most of us on this show have never even heard of the movies that we have been watching for this show for nearly 2 years now.
Generally, yes.
So it was written by Graham Chapman, too, before he died.
Yes. Mel Damsky, not Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Well, here we are, the Spanish Main. Nobody in 1686.
Nobody expects the Spanish Main.
No, they don't.
My one Monty Python joke throughout this whole film.
Yeah, you can't do any more now. You're forbidden.
Oh, here we go.
But you know what? You should always look on the bright side of life.
I see what you did there.
It's Chong!
It's Tommy Chong! He looks so weird in Imperial Pirate getup.
These look like jewels, not weed. What movie is this?
They're going to smoke the jewels, Marcy.
Oh, are they weed-encrusted jewels?
Yes.
We do sell diamonds at my work.
No.
See? This movie was ahead of its time.
It is.
One of the few Cheech and Chong movies not about weed. There's two of them.
Yeah, I know there's another one, but I can't remember what that other movie was.
The Corsican Brothers, which is also on Tubi.
Ooh. Well, I'm legit shocked it has taken us 68 episodes to get to a movie that has Cheech and Chong in it, or at least one of them anyway.
Considering, this show should be sponsored by, weed in general.
Exactly.
Mm. Weed and wild secrets.
Yes.
Weed and sex toys.
Yes.
They go hand in hand, by the way.
This movie is also full of beat how many subscribers, yes, for that outfit.
I was about to say the same thing.
I was going to say, look at Graham Chapman's hair and beard. It's like, oh, booby fair.
Booby fair.
Graham Chapman has the best afro in this movie.
Oh, whoa, I like that he's at.
Oh, I don't like the slitching of a pup.
What is going on? Oh, he went overboard.
They're robbing the ship.
Ah.
Pirate stuff.
But booby fair.
Shiver me timbers.
Oh, it's Pete
Boyle.
We want
the booby fair.
Bosun Moon.
Peter Boyle wants that booby fair.
I mean, he's a ladies. Oh. He was a ladies' man, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Yellowbeard is always at fuck this shit o'clock. 24 hours a day.
I'm assuming that was Yellowbeard.
Yes.
I liked how Yellowbeard, even the short bits we've seen of him so far, his hair literally, I mean, yes, beard hair goes into normal hair, but it looks even more so here.
Does he have candles in his hair? What's going on?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got Peter Boyle on the team because he's clearly the smart one.
Exactly.
Bosun Moon.
Actually, I know where the weed is. It's in his hair.
Yeah. That's totally where it is hair.
So basically, if you cut off his hair, you...
Well, I'm sorry. You can't be a pirate unless you're decapitated somehow.
Well, I don't know how that box could have decapitated his head. It was like just shot pretty simply, and then it just cut his head off.
Here we go.
That's how strong really Yellowbeard is.
The pirate Yellowbeard captured many other galleons, killing over 500 men in cold blood. He would tear the captain's heart out and swallow them whole, often forcing his victims to eat their own lips. He was caught and imprisoned for tax evasion, but despite years of rehabilitation and torture, he refused to divulge the whereabouts of, and I missed the last part.
So basically, Yellowbeard is Wesley Snipes in this movie because of tax evasion.
Saint victims for the incredibly naughty. Oh, we're already 20 years later in this movie. This just jumped.
Now we're in the present where Gamera is set.
Mm.
Yeah. When the Hall of Fame comes back, guaranteed Yellowbeard's on the Hall of Fame.
Well, yes. That's a given, I think.
With the 2 minutes he's been in this movie so far.
Yes.
With his pot smoking hair.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
So, he killed 500 men, but he got arrested for tax evasion.
I know.
Yes.
Why does it sound like real life?
That's how real life works, Marcy. You can kill a billion people, but it's to tax evasion that'll finally put you in the jail.
Well, all the people evading tax are still evading tax, and they're not in jail, so it's a bit sad.
Yet, Marcy. The key word is yet.
Mm. So is that Yellowbeard now?
Yep.
He's
now Greybeard.
Yeah, he's not very yellow. He looks like his dusty old beard.
It looks like me after the first bout of lockdown.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how you looked.
How awesome is Marty Feldman?
Yes. And I believe this might have been Marty Feldman's one of his last films before he passed away. I'll have to confirm to find out. Yeah. I'll confirm to find out. I am the man behind the trivia on this show.
Yes, yes, you are. So are they going to look for some long-lost treasure?
Yeah, Yellowbeard's treasure. And Gilbert wants to know where the treasure is.
Let's look for treasure.
Oh, well, according to... not only did Marty Feldman's last film, but he actually died during production.
Oh, that's very shit. Sad.
He died of a heart attack.
Oh.
Now, I don't know whether it was like how much he had already shot before he passed away or if this was close to the end of filming, but I'll have to find out.
Mm.
I love Madeline Kahn. She's a legend.
She's good in everything she's in.
Yes. She always understands the assignment of whatever movie she's in.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, rape!
Whoa!
Wow, this is very inappropriate right now, but okay.
It was the '80s.
It was the '80s. It was the early '80s at that.
It was the early '80s, and also we got to remember this was like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago this story is set.
Yes.
It was the 1880s.
It was the 1880s. I would say even the 1780s.
I have no idea, I'm so confused.
So he's got a kid.
Oh. Yellowbeard.
Ah, Yellowbeard has a... Yeah, his name's Dan. Wait a minute, so if he hasn't killed 500 men by the time he was 20, so that means he's 40 years old now. Because he's been in jail for 20 years.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, he's a hard Canadian 30.
Well, that is true.
That is a hard Canadian 30 right there. Mm-hmm.
So, let me guess, his son is a nerd.
Oh, his dad's a big fucking nerd.
Oh, Bede's gonna love this now.
I'm excited.
There he is. Look at that fucking nerd.
Oh, it's dad.
We're at 10 minutes 14, and we have an ad.
And it's a dishwashing ad.
How dare the ad interrupt me yelling at that guy, calling him a nerd.
Yes, and we have a longer than normal ad, because we are watching this through Tubi US.
Are we going to learn about cleaning of dishwasher?
I'm surprised. It's like a cleaning ad. It's an ad for like drugs that'll kill you as one of their side effects.
Well, they could be. What are the kids eating these days? Like tablets, like dishwashing tablets or something like that to get high. What is it called?
Yeah.
Tide Pods.
Yeah, that's why they don't put them in pods. See, this cleaning ad, he squirts it in there.
So how do you squirt... So what do you get to squirt to moisturize and to lube it up as you clean?
Okay, what you need to do to clean your dishes is you grab a big, big bottle that's very long and you shake it so hard, and then you've got to squeeze it a little bit until all the liquid comes out, and then that way you can start cleaning up your dishes. It does. You got to make sure you got to do it very properly. You can't do it too much, though, because if you do, it's just going to go squirting everywhere and just hit everyone in the eye.
Maybe some people like that.
Marcy, every week, Marcy, I've figured a different way to trigger Bede.
And we got an ad for the movie Lightyear, which is, this is like might be the first movie trailer we've had for this show.
I think so.
I don't recall seeing other ones on.
They probably in have, other past and we've episodes. Probably forgotten. But this is like a Disney thing, so it's a bit confusing. Yeah. But so be it.
Well, yeah. Well, I remember one time, and this blew my mind. I was watching Tubi one day, and an ad for Netflix popped up during.
That's very weird.
Yes.
During the ad break,
we've got a Febreze ad, and hopefully, this is our last ad. So I don't like to.
Hopefully, Hopefully this is one of those cases where they show the most ads first up, and then after that it's a bit more like one or two after that. I'm hoping.
Mm. Hopefully.
This will probably be a 3-hour episode.
Yeah, it might very well be.
And so many cleaning products and smelling products.
Alright, we're back. 10:15. I'm guessing fucking that's nerd. The fucking nerd.
Reading a book.
Oh, it's John Cleese?
Yep. He's Blind Pew. He's the local information guy.
Oh. So it's basically Bede.
He knows all, but doesn't see all.
Yep.
That's my blind joke for this episode, and I apologize.
That was terrible.
That's one of my favorite jokes. He heard him reading.
Because he's a fucking nerd.
I don't know. I mean, he does look like a bit of a nerd, but he needs glasses on his face to be a full-on nerd.
Yeah, but that didn't count.
Look at that, Boobie Fair.
Boobie Fair.
Fair for Battle of God.
Boba Fair.
Boobie Fair.
Well, it is a Boobie Fair movie, so that wins points automatically.
Well, that is true.
As everyone like knows that, on this podcast, we are perverts, obviously.
Yes.
Whoa!
They're still talking about the R-A-P-E word.
I don't like this.
It's like... And also, John Cleese's little glasses are, like, so small. They're, like, this tall. They're, like, this big.
They're, like, very small glasses.
Yes. I would put in prison. But so I'm Yellowbeard.
Actually, Yellowbeard.
Very much like Yellowbeard.
In fact, he is Yellowbeard. Why does he look like a young Mark Ruffalo?
Does.
He actually.
Meanwhile, at the movie.
Meanwhile, it's a bit. Here, have some cocaine.
That's probably how they made the movie, obviously.
Oh, exactly. And speaking of Eric Idle, according to trivia on IMDb. Eric Idle said that this is one of the worst. Well, he probably deserved it.
He did. Oh, God, someone has to clean it.
Yeah.
It's only the top. They don't bother cleaning the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah.
That would be me. But as I was saying before, according to IMDb, Eric Idle said that this is one of the worst movies he has ever done.
Wow.
And
he's quoted it, he's ever done.
And his quote is, but later said, the best times can be on the worst movies and vice versa. Example, Yellowbeard, which I wouldn't have missed for the world. So he had a great time making the movie, but he didn't think of much of the movie afterwards.
That guy was just pissing on the hedge. What a terrible person.
Well, it was a bit far away. See, they had to, that's how you had to go to the toilet back then, Marty, was the piss on a hedge.
Bede, how do you use one of those long horns?
See, what you need to do is you grab the big horn, you put it into your lips, and then you just blow really hard.
You heard that here, folks. Just blow it really hard.
Is this going to blow?
We told you, you're not allowed to crack yourself up with your own jokes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's broken himself.
I'll try not to do that anymore.
Please do it all the time. It's hilarious.
I mean, I know we have the best fashion category coming up in our upcoming 2022 To Be Tuesday Awards, but this is clearly like an obvious nominee because it's a period film. So obviously the costume's got to be nominated. And the hair.
Oh.
This is highbrow as we get.
I mean,
it was Lloyd Bridges for a second.
Jesus. I was about to say, I think they borrowed your wig collection for this movie.
I think they did. Judy Dench is going all out for this role.
I mean, can you blame her, though?
Indeed. I like how every bit of hair is just so curly. Like, there's not even one bit of straight of hair in this movie. It's all curls,
it's
curls,
very
curls,
curly
curls.
Hair.
Yes.
So,
Susanna York is eyeing Eric Idle's hair.
I'm not gonna.
Do I look like I have a peacock hair? Do I look like I have a raven hair? I don't know. It's like a. Is it a crow's crow feather or a raven feather on top of her head?
That looks like it could. That could be.
I have no idea what's going on. I was just saying that.
I fell asleep. Eric Idle was boring me.
So Eric Idle, basically, he's the Secret Service, so they're going to extend Yellowbeard's jail time so he can't get out, so he'll escape and lead them to the treasure.
Ah. Ooh. I see.
So that when he was outside, Yellowbeard's hair was brown, but now it's starting to look yellow again.
I like him because he looks like Sweetums from the Muppets.
You're not wrong.
All these characters. Actually, this movie probably, as much as I'm enjoying it so far, this movie could probably be even better if it had Muppets playing the characters.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to tell the difference, to be fair.
Well, obviously, Eric Idle will be played by Gonzo. That's my prediction.
I mean, there is a Muppets Pirates movie, so.
That is true. Muppets Treasure Island.
I saw that at the movies.
I did too.
I think Yellowbeard would beat the shit out of Captain Jack Sparrow.
He probably could.
Yellowbeard, like you said, it's always fuck this o'clock with him, so.
Yeah.
He absolutely would. Is he going to escape in a coffin?
Oh, that'd be awesome if he does. Yes. That's the only way to... See, this is how you have to escape from anything, is to get inside a coffin.
Yeah, no one will suspect that you're escaping in a coffin.
Indeed.
I love how light they are. It's obviously styrofoam.
Doesn't even look like they're made of wood.
I was going to say, that coffin, like, it is so light. If you put someone in it, they're literally just going to fall down at the bottom of it. Because it won't be able to carry the weight.
Grunting.
It's the voice. It's Captain Hook. Oh, wait, that's not him.
Well, I'm guessing a hook hand could be Peter Boyle.
Oh, that is true.
Because we know that he lost his hand.
So it's a race to the treasure.
Oh.
And this suit has caterpillar eyebrows.
He does. We're a big fan of those.
Exactly.
So, do Cheech and Chong come back into play as well?
You'll see.
Because surely they can't just be like in that opening bit.
I don't know why John Cleese's look in this film reminds me of someone, but I can't put my finger on it. Mm. Oh my gosh, now I know what it is. He looks exactly like Dracula in Bram Stoker's Dracula in that scene.
He does, yeah. I can see that.
Oh my god.
What she wants is a cuddle.
Cuddle. She wants a cuddle.
She wants a cuddle.
That's what they call it back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Why is he... What is he doing?
Trying to find the map.
To the table.
I don't think we want to see tits being nailed to the table. I mean, not literally. Let's point that out.
So much yellow in their hair, in both of them. And yet their son has black hair.
Well.
That's part of the joke. It's obviously not his real son.
Wait, so he's got the kid, who's not a kid, has a map tattooed on his head.
You too. Yes.
Where is he now? So many Cockney accents. Shine your boots, Governor. Let's be pirates.
His hair is getting more and more yellow.
It is. Every time we see him, it's getting more yellow. It's getting back.
It's almost like his whole being is coming back to life, hence why his hair is going yellow again.
Well, all the dust has just come off.
All that too.
This movie's got layers.
Like that bird.
Well, hi, birdie. I want my bird. Oh, wait a minute, that is Mickey Rourke. Never mind.
Oh, Jesus.
I apologize to Mickey Rourke. Please don't try to hurt me.
Oh, he will.
Did either of you watch that? Did you ever watch that series back in the day, The Young Ones?
I think I've seen I did see the odd episode when I was young, but I can barely remember it.
I don't remember much of it.
Well, the hippie guy, Neil, the hippie guy, the long haired one, that's the other guy with Eric Idle.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That makes sense.
See, this movie has everyone in it. So not only does it have Cheech and Chong, people from Monty Python, people from Mel Brooks films, but also the Young Ones.
Yes.
It is like this is like the Expendables of comedy stars.
And there is a cameo in this movie too. I'm not going to ruin it.
I'm very excited.
I'll sit here and be like, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. I'm scared.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Nope.
Yellow beard.
That's not him. He has to run away.
If he's running away, he must not be... Whoa!
Whee.
You know, this is a trend. Ever since we did Troma Month, Nearly every movie we have seen has somebody go fly out of a window. Is that our next rotary phone? People flying out of window.
It's not as sexy possibly as a rotary phone, though.
Well, that is true.
I mean, Craven has done it half a dozen times to get away from Louise Lasser, so...
Wait, did somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello, everybody.
Did they?
Hello, Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Hello, everyone. What are you guys watching today? Because, you know, I always come on every show, and half the time I come at a certain point of the film, and I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Why is my glass of red empty, and why is my rotary phone not ringing? So tell me, what is going on?
We're watching the pirate movie Yellowbeard, Louise.
Oh, I love pirate movies. First of all, I particularly like that one pirate movie that's so controversial that it has Orson Welles in it being a pirate. That movie is fantastic, although I wish I did star in it so I could drink bottles of rum as well.
Did you ever star in a pirate film?
Oh, maybe I did, but I can't remember because I was so drunk on red wine and pumpkin pie throughout most of my life, so at some point I probably did star in a pirate film, or at least got kidnapped by pirates for ransom, and then they threw me off the boat because they were like, this is not worth it at all.
I mean...
Louise, you were never in a pirate movie. It's me, your husband, Louis Lasser, your ex-husband. That was Pirates of the Caribbean at Disney World. You got kicked out. You were thrown off the ride.
Oh, hello, Lois. Well, that explains everything then. Because actually, now that I remember, I thought one of the pirates was Johnny Depp, and I wanted to give him a couple of smooches. So I got off the boat and fell into the water. And I was like, oh, Johnny. Oh, Pirate Johnny, I'll be your ho, 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 and bottle of, if you give me a bottle of rum.
I don't know what to say.
I was there. It was hilarious.
It was, and unfortunately, the water that I fell into wasn't red wine, which I thought I heard the person who was driving the boat said, but clearly I was wrong. But anyways, I'm going to go find a lake full of red wine and swim in it and drink in it, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
I have no idea what just happened.
I know, it's weird. It seems like every time Louisa comes in, speaks incoherently like Nicolas Cage, and then she's off
and
again.
Then just runs.
And then, of course, Louis Lasser comes in and then has to, like, calm the situation, even though they haven't been married for many years.
I'm still here. I like the movie, so I'm just going to sit here in the corner and not say anything.
I mean, I still have no idea what's going on. I'm just along for the ride.
Isn't that like, I'm going to speak with this, I'm going to speak with an Scottish accent, then an Irish accent, then a Cockney accent.
This is a great scene. He's going to tell everyone where the treasure is.
Oh, how does he know where the treasure is?
He does.
Can he see things others don't?
He's like dead.
He's a...
He is the pirate Daredevil.
See? Told you the hook hand was Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
I'm smart, see?
Wait a second, you're not Raymond.
I'm pretty sure he'd be doing that to the other one.
Is it what's her wife's name on the show?
No, not
Doris,
Marie.
Wasn't it? Marie, yes, that's right.
Brad Garrett's character, Robert.
Oh,
because they seem to not like Robert all that much. Because Ray's the golden child.
Yes,
everyone's dead at the bar. There was a squabble.
See, what? I'm lost.
He killed them all.
What, by accident?
No, because they were threatening him.
Oh.
he's a badass.
So he literally is Daredevil.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm amazed. This is
another one of those highly influential movies. Oh, corgis!
Mm. Oh, hi, corgis.
I want a movie about corgis.
Here they are, Nimble. I was once your
I think Louise Lasser should wear that outfit.
Actually, I think that is Louise Lasser on screen right now.
It could be. Oh, here we go. I don't know about that. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Boobies! So much booby fair.
I'm confused. What's happening?
Marcy, they're going to go cuddle, Marcy. They're going to go cuddle.
They're going to cuddle.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I am disturbed.
I mean,
do
I
they do.
That's the piss bush.
When she
too.
Does, she does. And I'm done. I'm out.
So Yellowbeard's only a 30-second man.
That's He's probably efficient. Why they call it cuddling.
Exactly. Well, we pretty much established that Yellowbeard is a pirate, and pirates are good people, so...
No, they're not. They're really not.
Yellowbeard is the villain of this movie. I'm going for Eric Idle.
Your team Idle?
Yes.
I'm team Peter Boyle and his hook hand. And if Cheech and Chong show up again, I'm on their team.
I'm team Cheech and Chong.
Mm.
Yes.
And one day we will do that Cheech Marin movie set in Australia. One day.
Yes. Yes. One day.
The long promised shrimp on the Barbie.
Okay, yes. So my plan is, so our next episode is episode 69, and I've taken possession of that episode. But my following pick will be Shrimp on the Barbie if it is still on Tubi. I am sticking to that promise.
Yes.
We have to watch it. It was the most offensive thing I'd seen 20 minutes of, so we have to do it.
Not only was it offensive, Marcy, it was offensive to all Australians.
It really was. What's he holding in his hand? Is that some kind of, like, ancient dildo?
No, it's a beer.
Oh. Why does it look like a dildo from Wild Secrets?
Well, Wild Secrets are now selling beer-shaped dildos. So, I mean, I'm assuming, and that's probably what it is. So you could walk around. So if you had a beer-shaped dildo, you could walk around and people would never suspect you're holding a dildo in your head.
The Wild Secrets is selling yellow beard dildos, but it also has, like, his pubic hair is the afro.
Ew.
Ew.
It's also their best seller.
Okay, Daddy, get into that pile of shit in the barrel. I'll save you.
I thought it was shit and hay.
So this is the guy who's actually his father, but they said that Yellowbeard was his father. So
So it's like a trick to get the treasure.
Yeah.
Mm. Treasure?
Let's look
for treasure. Hello, Philip. We're going to go find... Let's go look for treasure.
Oh, my God. Ad. And it's a long one again. That's what she said.
No!
We're at 29:56.
Luckily, it's only been 20 minutes since our last ad. So we're about nearly halfway through this movie. So. Yes. And it's washing cleaning products again!
It is. It really wants you to squirt your dishes, Bede. Really?
Well, I think after learning about what cuddling means in Yellowbeard, we do want to clean ourselves and make ourselves clean from all of it.
It's very dirty watching this movie, but what can you do? It's a pirate movie.
Well, that is true.
Why would you wash a broken cup like that for?
I was going to say, that cup is broken. Why would you clean it?
I'm going to keep it. At least I can drink a little bit out of it.
What is this, Geico now?
I think it is Geico.
Don't they have the lizard thingy? Yeah, it is Geico.
Well, hi, little lizard.
It's actually a pretty cute mascot.
I don't like that the Geico lizard is just staring at me. It looks like it's staring into my soul like it's Gamera. It's Gamera.
I miss Gamera. He was very cool.
Geico the giant monster.
Yes.
I'm surprised they haven't made that movie to promote their insurance.
See,
yeah, the Geico lizard hasn't been a giant kaiju yet.
Yes.
Let's pitch that to Tubi.
Tubi, this is our movie pitch. Geico the giant monster. Let's
do this.
Oh my god,
another fucking ad? Jesus.
He destroys the city, but he pays everybody with the insurance.
Yes.
Yeah. I knocked down your building. Oh, sorry about that. Here's some insurance.
He feels bad about it, so he has to, like, you know, provide for the insurance.
Exactly.
And it'll be, like, a moral story that's, like, insurance companies, pay your fucking claims.
Exactly.
Stop being greedy, cunts. All right.
All right, the ad's almost finished. It right about... now, and what is the timestamp, Marcy? We're exactly 30 minutes.
30 minutes. We are back with Daredevil John Cleese. I don't know what he's doing.
He's skip roping.
So, does he want some treasure?
Treasure? Let's go get some treasure.
Tans, let's go look for treasure.
Let's get some treasure.
My only knowledge of Canada is Terrence Phillip. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's okay, buddy.
And not your buddy. Oh, he looks very handsome.
Oh, he's all nice and cleaned up now. He's got that that afro, that yellow
even
afro.
His eyebrows are curly. Nothing like me. That's the whole idea. I've got
to go with him. See, if people in this movie are looking for Yellowbeard, if Yellowbeard wanted to be in disguise, why not just shave off both his beard and hair? No one would recognize him then.
It would have been bald head.
He'd be bald beard.
Bald beard. Is that what you are, bald beard?
Marcy, that was a low blow even for you. I feel very upset now.
I'm sorry. I think we established, apparently I'm the real terrible Aussie, so.
That is true.
He just ate the plant in the background.
It was a marijuana plant.
Clearly.
Marijuana plants don't work like that.
Ba-doom. Neither do yellow beans.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Professor Anthrax?
Yep. That's a disguised name, Professor Anthrax.
I got some anthrax.
Excuse me, Mom. We're busy in here reading our ancient Playboy magazines.
We have to read the descriptions of what the pictures would be.
There's a doggy on screen.
Look who I got!
It's Daisy!
Oh! Hi, Daisy! No! Mwah, she's giving me a kiss.
Oh,
I might have to go see Daisy. Screw you guys in this movie. There's a doggo.
Doggos win out over pirates every day of the week.
They do. They even win out over Booby Fair.
Booby Fair? I mean, Madeline Kahn is the queen of Booby Fair. Let's just be real here.
I think even her son wants some of that, but that's probably a different movie.
The way I like those dressed, like those corsets, like show off their cleavage, you could easily fall into the cleavage if
But the
if
thing
you're not
is, like, they make everything else below it flat, so it's literally just the cleavage popping out. Like, that would be so uncomfortable.
Meanwhile, the next day, amongst all these dead bodies, oh, they had the plague.
The plague with a sword through them?
It was a very shiny plague.
It was a very sharp plague.
There you go. You're ahead of the joke.
Wow. Amazing.
He fell on it.
But it went through the other way.
I'm so confused, but that's okay.
Dad. Oh, Dad.
Whose side is
Did
she on
Did
he
overacts
exactly?
a bit too much? Her own.
He just wants the treasure to herself, I'm assuming.
Mm. Yep.
So is
Everybody wants the treasure.
Is the treasure going to be something like, it was the friends we made along the way? I got you!
It's got me. Oh. I almost did a spit take just to...
Guys, there's a reason why I don't drink during the podcast, because I know that way you two can never get me.
I didn't even think it was that funny of a joke.
Well, I was thinking it, and you said it, and yes, the church is going to be just the friends we made along the way. My prediction, the treasure is like a limited edition Blu-ray of Caligula.
Oh man, I'd go for that treasure.
That's the only person missing for this movie is Malcolm McDowell.
Right. Yeah, why isn't Malcolm McDowell in this movie? He should have been in this movie.
I know, I think Tubi needs to put Caligula on there, so we have to do it.
Yes.
Like Malcolm McDowell could have easily been the Eric Idle part.
Ooh.
He could definitely have played parts and just been a one-man movie.
Maybe they probably thought, like, he was too scary for this film, because he'd be like, hello, I'm Malcolm McDowell. I look scary, but I'm actually really nice.
Ooh, another
horror. I'm a very positive person, even though I always sound angry.
And where's Michael Myers?
Hey, stop blowing in my face.
Oh. What the? What are they doing? You don't
They're picking on that poor blind.
You don't pick on blind man, Daredevil.
Exactly.
Oh, it's his own grave. That's just very.
I like it, so like it says, this. And he blew up.
He had one day left to retire.
Blind man Pew went. Blind man Pew went from blind man Pew to blind man Kaboom.
Oh Jesus!
He was a snitch. He had to go.
It's true.
But he also had one day left to retirement. So.
And the sad part is he did. And the sad part was he didn't see it coming.
Oh, shut up! That's terrible.
Yellowbeard is always eating. He's either always eating or fucking.
So basically, he's like Brad Pitt in the eating department in this film. Always eating something at every scene.
Always.
Oh, these fresh flowers. Do you want some fresh flowers? So I can go to school.
Do they even know, like, what the treasure could potentially be?
No, just by reputation of Yellowbeard, it's going to be huge.
So it's definitely going to be the treasure of the friends we made along the way.
Yes,
it probably is. Luckily, I swallowed that bit of drink.
Before I bet you said swallowed it, Bede.
Shut up.
Bede tries to be a swallower, not a spitter.
I try not to be. At least on this show.
Oh, well now.
Oh, time for that. Now it's time for some pussy.
Nope. Ooh. We're going to pirate brothels.
Time for a cuddle.
He needs some cuddles for 40 seconds, maybe.
I'm gonna cuddle your brains out.
Well.
I mean, if you say cuddle, it's not that bad, right? Right?
What? Oh. She just threw shit in his face.
She was selling shit for money.
She was.
And then if you don't give her money, she just throws shit at your face.
So she's giving it away for free anyway. See, that's not a good business decision right there.
Yeah, but then you get to throw shit on people's faces, so it's kind of funny.
Times were tough back then.
I think we need to hire her.
I gotta say this. If this movie was made today, you know who I think would definitely be in this movie? Alan Tudyk. He would be somewhere in this movie.
He would be Yellowbeard. What are you talking about?
That would be brilliant casting. Do a remake of this movie with Alan Tudyk as Yellowbeard.
Mm.
That would be amazing.
I'd rather see Chris Hemsworth as Yellowbeard.
Ooh, I do like that too. Oops. He had some shit. Oh! He kicked that little girl into a hole.
We do
or at least
not,
down to a basement.
Every movie we watch is not kind to children. I don't know what this says about us, three people and who don't have children.
Well, we haven't even got to my... If we think that was the worst thing, wait till in the future, not my next episode, but later in the future when we get to a Fulci movie where you clearly watch the movie and you're like, hey, this dude really hates this kid in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah, no bad.
And you know who would play the son in the new version?
Who's that?
It'd be Timothy Chalamet, and don't tell me otherwise. It would absolutely 100% be him.
I could see that, yes. We might as well go home.
We got to pitch Tubi on the Yellowbeard remake.
Yes, because yes. I could see Woody Harrelson as the Peter Boyle character.
I'm loving this like casting we're doing for this movie.
Actually,
Alan Tudyk could be the Eric Idle character.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of. It could literally be any of them. Like, he would be at home in this film.
Yes. But you know who also has to appear in this movie? It's got to be there me, Nicolas Cage. I've got to play a pyro.
No, Nicolas Cage is Yellowbeard.
Yes, actually, even before I was even cast in this movie, I was already going around with a bird on my shoulder and walking around with a peg leg for no reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, I go around drinking a lot of rum.
What the fuck?
Well, he threw her in with the horse trough.
Ew. Oh, she was just having a bath.
Later that night.
You don't say.
You don't say.
Get the fuck out of the ship.
Get on the ship. This is where we're going to the Nick Cage convention.
And you know what? Cheech and Chong can actually reprise their roles.
Yes. They're still around. They can do this movie again.
Well, isn't Tommy Chong like returning to that 90s show that they're doing on Netflix?
Yeah, he is. Because I never
realized he was actually in the later seasons.
He was one of the best parts of that, as Leo.
Mm. Yeah, man.
And not only that, I mean, he was also in Color Out of Space as well with me, Nicolas Cage. He was very put off by my performance because he thought I was extremely high, but I told him, no, I was just being Nick Cage.
And I think Bede should play the kid that got kicked down the hole.
Oh, I wear the exact same hair, too. With just the...
Yeah, but see, as part of your role, you get to throw shit in someone's face.
Well, that is true.
And considering we've casted Timothy Chalamet, you get to throw shit in his face. So
we're only doing that to other podcasts calling themselves Tubi Tuesday.
Yes. No, I mean, I think that personally, and I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, it's obvious that the girl selling shit should be played by Amber Heard.
Oh, fuck off.
True that. True.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there any further. Anyways, back to this movie. Anyways, back to this movie.
Why is there a crocodile?
And there's a crocodile. Oh, it's the crocodile from Peter Pan.
No, that's the crocodile from The Devils. What are you talking about?
It probably is. They borrowed it from that movie. Also, why isn't Oliver Reed in this movie? Or was he too drunk even for this movie?
I think he was too drunk for this movie. He's been in too many pirate movies.
Well, that is true, yes.
Actually, Alan Tudyk should play
him. That is James Mason right there.
That is James Mason. Yeah. But I'm saying Alan Tudyk should play that one.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Hello, I'm James Mason, and I sound like this.
Does he, though?
They were sneaking a lady on that ship.
In a crocodile. Well, he really...
A very sexy lady.
He really wanted a cuddle. It's not his fault. Shouldn't bother, love. They're fairly strict on this one.
That woman thought that dude with the carrying the sheep was going to make love to the sheep.
He was.
Ew.
Allegedly.
Mm.
Allegedly. But I'm James Mason. What was I going to say? Oh, I feel sick. Blech.
So this is what Carnival Cruise Lines were like back then.
This was like Carnival Cruise Lines during the pandemic.
Jesus.
Everybody there got COVID.
Well, clearly. clearly.
Oh my god! I should have gotten to say what you say. Oh my gosh, he sounds like anti. He sounds like anti-vax conspiracy guy.
Oh my god, Bean, I cannot hear what you're saying. It's just so muffled.
Yeah, you're blowing out your mic.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Nope, as soon as you do that voice, it done won't work.
I'm pushing it back now.
Nah,
you gotta have it closer, I think.
Your mic is at enough. Your mic is at enough of your material.
Yes. It's probably, honestly, it's probably just internet connections, because,
Why? Yeah, it probably is. Herder.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Prostitute. Oh, come on.
Mr. Prostitute.
Mr. Prostitute. I'm going to change my name to that now. Mr. Prostitute.
Mr. Prostitute needs to go on best name awards for the Tubi Awards.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one way to sneak, you know, a sex worker on your pirate ship. Paint a moustache on them and say it's Mr. Prostitute.
I didn't soup anything that time, thank goodness. This movie's brilliant. Eddie died.
I have no idea what's going on.
Although, I don't know either, but I'm liking the randomness of this movie.
Although, if we get an ad, I'm sorry, but I'll just say now we're at 46:18. I have to refill my drink and take a wee, because I've drank like a liter of water while we've been watching this movie.
It yet has not submitted out at any moment.
No,
during this
and
episode.
I've got to go find a hedge to actually do the wee on, because I got to go, you know, how they do it in this movie.
Yes.
Oh my god, hilarious. So full of water. But I'll be back. Plus, there's puppy here, so I got to go see it.
Yes. And Marcy's gone. I'm scared, Batch.
That's when the wheels fall off on this show with you and me.
Exactly. Whenever Marcy's gone, that's when everything just goes downhill. But luckily,
the show gets really weird because you and I just start doing random bits.
Exactly. Meanwhile, at this back on the boat, a different boat, I should say.
The different boat, the Navy boat.
Yes. I'm finished. I keep sort of forgetting, like, this is our very first pirate movie for the show.
Oh, they've got Mrs. Yellowbeard.
And she swam all that way.
Yeah.
Nope, here you go, putting it back down. The Lady Edith.
The Lady Edith.
Oh, I'm James Mason, who sounds like a Malcolm McDowell dialed down at least 10 decibels. I'm sorry, I didn't pay for my ticket!
No ticket. There you go, that's a bit of a joke.
Yes. So, you said Batch, that... Now, Batch, I know you said that this is one of your favorite movies. When do you, like, remember seeing this film?
Oh, God, it's got to be, like, what year did this come out?
83.
83?
Yes.
So I was eight years old.
Ooh. And your parents were probably wondering, like, why did you make this movie for our eight-year-old child? Because it's so inappropriate so far. But then again, that is the work of, like, Monty Python and everyone involved.
Yes. It had Cheech and Chong and Monty Python, and
so
that's
way you
what
can
it was raised on.
So in a way, this was probably the first, like, movie you saw Cheech and Chong in before all the other ones, I'm assuming.
No, I saw Up in Smoke when I was young.
Oh, nice.
Way too young, but... Oh, he's got Mrs. Prostitute.
No! Not Mr. Prostitute. They're having cuddles now. I don't like this.
That's gonna be the new running joke. Any sex scene in any movie from now on. Oh, they're having a cuddle.
Oh, they're having a cuddle. Exactly. Exactly. See, these are one of the great things about doing this show. Oh, ads. Again. Luckily, we're watching this movie from the same stream, all three of us, so we're all good. So if anything happens, we're safe. Allegedly.
You guys should have put Tubi Canada, because there's not that many ads.
Yeah.
Tubi Canada.
Yeah. I guess in hindsight, we probably should have done that, but we'll remember that next time.
Yeah.
Well, this one looks like it's going a little bit more quicker, at least compared to the other ones.
I predict we're going to see more cleaning products.
Yeah. And Geico. Oh, Geico's back.
Hashtag Geico Kaiju.
Yeah, exactly. Geico Kaiju. I do love that. That could be the name of the movie and the hashtag we're going to do to promote this film. So all of our listeners out there, if you want Tubi and Geico to make a movie, a giant kaiju movie based on the Geico... I said Geico, not Geico. I apologize. On the Geico lizard, please use the hashtag Geico Kaiju.
I would fight a giant kaiju, Geico. Giant lizard.
Now, Craven, as being a world-renowned hunter, how many kaijus have you hunted throughout your entire life?
23. And how many have killed? Zero. But I don't stop trying, because I know one day I'm going to get one.
But how does a kaiju compare... But how does kaiju. Anyways,
Geico kaiju.
Geico kaiju. Yes, I can't even say it. Anyways, but how does a kaiju compared to the monster that is Double L?
Oh man, I don't even want to say, because I know she'll show up again. I heard her once, and it was hiding from her. Oh, back to the movie. Yes. Okay, I know this movie. This is a good movie. I like this movie. Hey, Marcy, welcome back. I had to save you for the ads.
Yes. We got you, Marcy.
Sorry. I forgot. I muted my microphone. We're back at 49:56. I missed like 5 minutes. That's okay.
So that's about 20 minutes since the last ad.
Yes.
So it's like at least every 20, 30 minutes these ads pop up.
Yeah. So what did I miss in those 5 minutes? Like, we found the treasure yet, or...?
Well, we decided that we're going to promote this Geico Lizard Giant Kaiju movie as Geico Kaiju.
Geico Kaiju.
Yes, that's the hashtag. So if anyone wants to see that movie happen, tweet to Tubi and Geico, Geico Kaiju.
And when you promote this episode, make sure that hashtag's on with all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're going to get it. We're going to get it trending.
Sure.
Oh, I wanted turkey, not quail.
Here comes the cameo.
Oh!
David Bowie!
I do know who that is.
Oh my gosh.
I was just thinking, is that David fucking Bowie?
David fucking Bowie, the man, the myth, the legend. I'm very excited right now. And David Bowie is like, and he's gone.
He's got a shark fin for some reason.
Oh, because a shark triggered her memory.
Oh.
No, he's going off he's going off to play the shark in Jaws 3D.
So does this lady know where the treasure is, or?
That's Yellowbeard's wife.
Wait, he has a wife?
Yeah, Madeline Cart.
Oh, was that still her?
Yeah, just with her hair all wet.
Oh, I didn't recognize her with, like, she was dripping wet.
Yeah.
Dripping wet, was she?
Yes. I mean, she was next to David Bowie, hello.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
I'm so confused, but I'm along for the ride, as I am every week on this show.
So Dan's had enough of his shit.
Yes.
Oh, he's trying to unnerd himself. Nope. Punched yes. in the face.
Nope.
He's trying to stop being a fucking nerd.
So this guy who's beating him up is basically being me in this scene.
That is actually, you should play that role.
Oh.
Where you get to punch a nerd.
Yes, that's going to be the remake.
Oh, there's Mr. Prostitute.
Oh, we're a bit busy cuddling, sorry.
Oh, you missed Yellowbeard. Yellowbeard had a couple session with Mr. Prostitute, too.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
This doesn't look awkward. We're having guy time. We're talking about football. Oh, Salem's Lot!
Salem's Lot.
It's a fucking vampire pirate at the window. Okay, I just thought of a new movie. Tubi, how about Vampire Pirates?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
You can call them...
They can only sail at night.
You can call them Pirates.
Vampirates, yes. And instead of rum, they drink bottles of blood. Yo, ho, ho.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know the song went. I was going to say a bottle of
something? Blood.
Whatever. That's nothing. I can't remember how the rest of the song went.
Mm.
Poor Mr. Crisp.
Poor Peter Boyle. He's the only one of this cast who doesn't get to wear a cool wig.
No, but he gets a hook.
But he's got a hook.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Cooler. Yes.
This was the only way that he could escape Marie on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
Mutiny!
Well, it is.
Can't have a pirate movie without mutiny.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's not a pirate movie without mutiny.
On the Bounty.
Mm hmm. Rawr,
rawr, rawr, rawr. I'm a vampire. I'm familiar.
That's some fine acting, James Mason.
Yes. And mind you, James Mason is an Academy Award nominated actor, and he just showed us why. So there's a couple of actors in this movie are Oscar nominees.
Yes.
I mean, Madeline Kahn's an Oscar nominee.
I mean, they're allowed to make whatever movies they want, man.
I like how Marty Feldman's wearing a tea cozy on his head.
I mean, he can wear one if he wants. It's totally cool.
Exactly.
That actually should be, like, that should be brought back into, like, fashions.
What, tea cozies on your head?
Yes.
Marty Feldman's a master disguise.
He's Chris Hemsworth in Thor Ragnarok when Thor is like, nobody can recognize me if I do it like this.
Yeah, totally.
He's doing a Sergeant Kabuki man, shining his shoes.
Yeah.
Jeez, this links back to Tromaville as well.
Well, Phase 2 is all set in the same world, so.
Yes.
Yes.
Times were tough after the rampage of Gamera destroying cities and everyone had to resort to pirism.
Because Gamera was a
piracy,
sea monster.
Piracy, sorry.
Yeah, but they got so confused that they thought it was the 1600s.
Yes.
See? Easy.
Exactly.
Mm. Sorry, I'm like cutting everyone off.
Set course to Madagascar so we can find Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, Jada Pinkett Smith, and David Schwimmer.
Well, maybe not Jada Pinkett Smith.
Madagascar. My favorite one's the third one.
I liked the Penguins movie.
That was a good one. Penguins of Madagascar. Oh, sorry. If Benedict Cumberbatch being in that movie, he pronounces that penguins.
Penguins.
Penguins. Penguins.
Pangolins.
Pangolins. Pangolins. Pangolins.
Pangolins. I really just want to see this treasure being it was the friends we made along the way.
Stop saying it, Bossy, you're making me laugh.
And there's the time thing from Days of Our Lives.
Yes. Oh, hi, goats.
They're kids.
He's just been chilling with the goats.
Who brought the kids?
Something bad's going to happen to those goats, isn't it? Little baby goats.
No.
Yellow Beard's hair has got even more yellower as this film has gone on. I don't know how that's even possible. It's going to get so yellow, it's literally going to turn white. And then go back to yellow again.
I think they just put, like, cornstarch in his hair. Wee!
Oh, sounds good.
That'll work. No one will ever know you fell off the boat.
No one will tell the difference.
Gotta get on my workout.
Say what you will about Yellowbeard, he's a good sailor.
Yes.
I mean, he might have unconventional methods.
He's a lot of things.
Exactly.
Good thing there wasn't Me Too back in the 1700s.
That's a very bizarre.
That dude's missing something. Doesn't have... That dude's only just got, like, a ribbon on top of his head as a hat.
He's allowed to.
And nobody realizes Yellowbeard's on the ship.
Yeah, they still haven't noticed.
How can anyone not notice him? I mean, the dude has a yellow beard.
And he's 7 foot tall.
Exactly.
He's 100 feet tall, but nobody can see him.
Exactly.
He's like John Cena.
Maybe John Cena's in this movie too, but we just can't see him. John Cena has been in every movie we've done for this show. We just haven't seen him.
And that's why Batch gets so angry, because he can feel the presence of John Cena.
Yes.
I feel a disturbance in the Force.
I've only been angry one episode. That was the Mr. Jingles episode.
Oh, look, that's a very small ship over there. Oh, wait, it's bigger.
He has to use his penis-looking device. Oh, he's got to compensate. He's got a bigger one.
I got a bigger one, sir. I got a bigger one, sir.
See, this was the 1600s equivalent of needing, like, a fucking Hummer when you've got a tiny penis.
Yes.
Oh, it's the same ship in different ports.
What?
I'm seeing double. It's four ships.
It's your Simpsons reference.
Yes, my Simpsons reference for this episode. Heard about?
Excuse me.
So they're disguising themselves as the French.
Yes.
That I actually worked out. Now there's four ships.
Oh, it is not. I'm seeing four. It's now eight. Arr, wee.
Arr,
Mizzlebe.
How many ships are there around these parts?
I am a French pirate, arr.
Oh, look, the scene that's in my background has finally shown up.
Yes. It's okay, everyone. Russell Crowe isn't on that ship. We're safe.
That was Master and Commander.
Yes. Fighting round the world.
Fighting round the world with Tugger. See, if he showed up with Tugger in this movie, that'd be the best.
That would be amazing. Oi, you pirates and British fleet, are you messing with my mate Tugger? Or I'll fight you. That's my best Russell Crowe impression. Oh, wait, it'd be more like, g'day, it's Russell Crowe. Going around here, you're going to be messing with my mate Tugger? Well, I'll fight you.
I didn't realise there was like two warring ships or anything.
Firing the cannons at nothing.
They're trying not to hit them because they're trying to let them pass.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, this just makes me want to play Sid Meier's Pirates. That was like an early 2000s game that was epic because you could be a pirate.
Nice.
Makes me want to play Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
You know, I have that and I still haven't played it.
Oh, it's still good. It's one of the best Assassin's Creeds. The boat stuff is good.
Yeah, I probably should play it eventually. If I can pry myself away from the WWE game, because now I'm getting the hang of like GM mode and all that shit.
Nice. I still haven't touched GM mode.
Oh,
played a lot of everything else though.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, I know I need to like do this. I have to like get this. I need to like be the winning GM, and I finally got there. I did it.
Nice.
It was all thanks to my booking of Bobby Lashley versus The Undertaker for like 12 weeks.
Nice.
It should make like a pirate movie with just wrestlers.
Yes.
It should.
They really should.
See, that could be our other... See, that could be in our vampire pirate movie. It just stars wrestlers.
Yes.
And Rob Van Dam is the captain of the ship.
I haven't subjected you guys to wrestlers versus zombies yet. I'm not sure if that's wrestling tapes or if we'll do it on 2B Tuesday.
I mean... So is the nerd Luke. Learning to be a sword fighter?
Yeah, he's trying to be like his dad.
Oh.
Master Luke, that's not how you use your lightsaber. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
He's eavesdropping.
But how'd he get...
He's being sneaky.
For a second there, I thought you said he was being sneaky.
He's being sneaky.
How do they still not know that Yellowbeard's on the ship?
This guy's name's Percy. If he was, like, all, like, really pervy, we can call him Pervy Percy.
Well, we never know who he might be.
He could be, yes.
Ooh, we're gonna find treasure on an island.
Oh no, it's the island from Lost. Let's get out of here!
Yellowbeard's like, I'm out!
Because he knew that island was the same one from Lost.
I thought it was Skull Island.
You guys do with the smoke monster. See yous, bye!
See, if this did become a kaiju movie, that would be sick.
Yes. Yep. like a pirate kaiju movie, I like. See, we're coming up with great ideas on this episode.
Mm. It'd be a giant leviathan.
Yes.
Look, I have seen a giant monster movie, like kaiju movie, for my Junesploitation viewing this month. And if that ever shows up on Tubi, we have to do it because it's so funny.
I know, you sent me clips of it last night.
Oh man, it's amazing.
It gives giant hentai a whole new meaning.
It really does.
Oh god. Ooh. Oh, you wanted Cheech and Chong back, they're back.
Hell yeah, finally, just an hour later. Oh, and an ad.
Oh, ads.
As soon as we get Cheech and Chong. An hour, 5 minutes,
you
and
ads,
3 seconds.
You can go fuck yourself.
You can bring it out there and Cheech and Chong can come back. Well, here's an ad to make you wait longer.
Even Baby Craven agrees, fuck you, Ed.
Yeah, fuck you, Ed. I mean, yeah, fuck you, I'm Baby Craven. Hey, I'm here on the podcast. I'm adorable.
I'm dead.
Is that my son, Baby Craven? No. Hello, Baby Craven. It's your mama.
Louise, you're not my mom. Louise.
You are? I gave birth to you in between one of my wine binges and also halfway during a pumpkin pie marathon. So I know you are my son. Craven doesn't know it, but when we were cuddling one night, we conceived you, so you're my son, Baby Craven.
Mom, that's gross. That's really gross.
Well, Mom is gonna go show off her cleavage like Madeline Kahn in this movie to a few people, then I'll come back to feed you your bottle later. Bye.
We're back in Booby Fair.
Oh, Booby Fair!
1 hour, 5 minutes, 10 seconds, Booby Fair.
This may be the ultimate. How much for you to wear that outfit with that Tommy Chong's wearing right now?
Oh, that's at least another, we'll say 15 subscribers.
How many for you to have Booby Fair ladies next to you?
Oh, at least, if the Booby Fair ladies came along with it, I'll make it about 7 instead.
Jeez, he still wants subscribers for naked ladies. Well, now.
Well, 7 if the Booby Fair ladies come, but 15 if they don't come with it.
So I assume these are the same two characters from the beginning of the movie.
I guess so. I don't know what's on his head, but there's a thing in the door for it to fit through.
See, it's little jokes like that that I find hilarious
That is fucking genius. That really is.
They probably like did the scene and he went back into it like, oh, maybe we should cut a hole there so he can pass through it.
That's what they should have done in Star Wars, so the stormtrooper wouldn't have hit his head, but...
Exactly.
Good. So this is the same actor who was on that boat. That was, like, the guy that Yellowbeard hugged by his nose.
I was about to say, is that the same one?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of actors in this movie playing multiple characters.
Yeah.
Whee!
Where are we?
Hey, man. You want to go?
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, you go. Go ahead. No, you go. You go.
I was going to say, man, anyone want a golden snake on top? I got a giant golden snake on my head. Is it a kaiju?
It's full of weed, man.
I love his lisp, too.
So is this the treasure that they're trying to find? I don't know.
No, just this is just happens to be their island.
Oh, but the treasure's on this island.
Yes.
What is this, a torture device?
Yes.
Yes. Is this what happens when the head torturer.
Is this what happens when you don't expect the Spanish Inquisition?
Exactly. Also, mind you could get this torture device right now on Wild Secrets.
I was going to say on Wish.com.
This is what happens when to the 2B Tuesday podcast that blocked us.
not the cool 2B Tuesdays YouTube show. The other one.
We like that one.
We like that one, but the other one blocked us.
Yeah, the ones who blocked us can go fuck themselves. The nice ones who are very supportive, they're cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. His facial hair is weird. It's like I saw it in another movie recently we've done for this show. His hair, whisker, it's like whisker hair. It's like, it's weird.
He just shaved his pubes and stuck it to his head. Like, get with the times, man. You got to know how these things work.
Yes.
Like, for real.
Force. Use the force. He's enjoying that way too much, being tortured.
Yeah.
To be fair, it looks pretty cheap, so that's why I figured it came from Wish.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Mr. Moon. Orange. Arr. Forage.
Arr.
Can you imagine if one of these guys was a Canadian pirate? Sorry!
Sorry, eh?
Sorry.
Sorry, eh?
We went out in a boat, eh?
I'm looking by my boat, eh?
Bede, your audio is just shit.
What's... Yeah.
Every time you try to do an impression, your microphone shits itself.
I do my booty, eh?
There we go.
I had to there move it go. Back. Arr.
Arr.
What's the gain add on your mic, Bede?
What's that?
Do you have a gain knob on it?
Hold on. Might just switch a few things around.
Bede likes having knobs on his devices.
Shut up.
No.
I didn't mean to.
I want to see you dress like Eric Idle.
I'm gonna wear that for my next winter outfit.
Booby fair. Hey, it's Cheech.
Oh, it's Cheech. Cheech's got booby fair.
Cheech was like, ooh, booby fair.
I think. Booby fair.
It was very exciting.
Wait a minute, this is a. Damn it, these leaves aren't weed.
I know, I'd be disappointed.
Peter Cook
well.
Is like. Peter Cook is like you, Marcy. He's very confused.
Dun, da, 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 da. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, ninjas.
They're not ninjas.
They're pirate ninjas. Yes.
They're cultists.
They're cultist ninjas.
They come from the same place from Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Yes. Ugh. Where is Yellowbeard?
He peaced out.
Husband.
I like how this movie is named after him and he's barely has in it, at least in this section of the movie.
Yeah. He gives zero fucks about these people.
Yeah, he's gone to get his treasure by himself.
Treasure?
He's looking for treasure.
Come with us to find treasure.
And he doesn't like his fake nerd son. Like, I totally forgot we're supposed to be looking for treasure, but whatever.
Luckily, he got away.
Yes. We're still trying to find the weed.
I think they'll be looking.
See, that is what...
Oh, he found it.
See, that's what the treasure is. It's weed. It's golden weed.
See, I'd go on that adventure.
I would pop 4D if it was golden weed.
So that could be something for our pirate, one of our pirate movies, that the treasure they're looking for is golden weed.
There he is.
Oh. It's Lady Gaga! Oh wait, that's not her.
Oh my god.
Since fuck this shit o'clock!
Since Bede hasn't done a lot of trivia.
Oh, I haven't actually, no.
Apparently,
go ahead, Marcy.
Apparently Sting, as in the singer, wanted to play the lead role of Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they thought...
That would have completely changed the movie.
They thought it was too English, and they wanted an American actor to be cast, apparently.
Interesting.
Graham Chapman was just having a blast at this movie.
And John Cleese called this movie one of the 6 worst films made in the history of the world.
I'm pretty sure there have been worse, and some of we've done
on
the show.
Worse. Yes, we have found worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you know, John Cleese also said Monty Python and the Holy Grail isn't a good movie. So can we really, like, trust his judgment?
Mm-hmm.
I'll fully admit, this isn't the greatest movie, but it's still one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
I mean, look, like we said, like, just take 6 movies we've seen on this podcast, and they're much worse than this. I mean,
also, according to trivia...
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to point out Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny, Hell of the Living Dead, Mr. Jingles, and that's just 3 off the top of my head. So, anyway, go to your trivia, please, sir.
Yes, my trivia is this movie was inspired by Keith Moon, the drummer of the British rock band The who was a personal friend of Graham Chapman. Moon wanted to play Yellowbeard but could not due to his ailing health, with Moon passing away in 1978.
Oh.
Chapman once recalled that Moon lived like a pirate with his wild ways, and the character in this movie called Moon, played by Peter Boyle, was named after him as tribute.
Oh.
Oh.
That's kind of sad.
And also, Keith Moon and Graham Chapman originally wanted their mutual friend Sam Peckinpah to direct this movie. Can you imagine if Sam Peckinpah directed this movie? There wouldn't be any booby fair, it'd be bloody fair.
Yes.
There'd be blood and violence everywhere.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be
Master
making...
Master of Disguise Gilbert.
They wouldn't be making R-word jokes. There would just be R-word happening through the whole movie in full visual display.
Well, that too.
They're not R-words, they're cuddles.
According to this movie, it's cuddling.
It's cuddling.
Mm.
It's a very wholesome movie.
I like how he can just cook the fish off his hook. You know, I don't think I've seen that done before in a film, like just using your hook for a hand to actually cook the food.
I mean, why not?
Oh,
we can see why. And you can see why they don't do that. Ow, ow, ow.
Because some idiot will touch it and it'll be really hot.
Bede, what happens when you use your hook hand?
Well, what do you do? What happens with your hook hand is you put it in the fire, and once it goes raging hot and it goes all red, then you get it out and you hand it to someone and you let them hold it in their hand. Mm. And you just feel the burn between you. Jeez.
So who's she?
Obi-Wan, can you help me? Oh, wait, sorry, I'm wrong.
She's the daughter of Tommy Chong's character.
But then she's really going to be his sister, right? Is this one of those kind of movies? No. Oh, damn.
Nope.
No, this isn't Romeo and Juliet.
Wait a second, you're not Ray Don Chong. Anyone gets that reference?
I get that reference.
Well, Ray Don Chong, she's Tommy Chong's daughter. The actress from Commando.
Ray Don Chong is in the Corsican Brothers.
Thank you.
Yes.
That went over my head.
Whee! I'll be right back. I'll get some weed from my dad. Excuse me, your monstrosity. Our prisoner here must be very important. Literally, like, Cheech and Chong should be, like, smoking up a few doobies during this movie. That would have been hilarious.
They didn't want to do it. They wanted to do something, like, outside the box and with no weed.
Mm. I can definitely say that. Because, you know, they wouldn't want to be pigeonholed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Arr, Captain. And you spat in my face. And mind you, sir, you look ridiculous with that snake on top of your head. Blotter.
Uh-oh. Bang your head again.
Yeah, I think you're right. These are the two same characters because, you know, they're just... he was banging his head before.
Yeah. I mean... they just change their outfits a little bit.
No, was it? You can definitely tell this was a movie written by British writers because they say, "You silly man."
They don't even know what movie they're in. They just smoked all the weed and showed up.
And then put snakes on the... and golden snakes on top of their head.
I mean, wouldn't you?
So the plan is they're going to lure them in by pretending for the pirates to win. Then when they're surrounded, all the men are going to try and jump out and take them.
And we still don't know where the fucking treasure is.
No.
Or what the treasure is. Yeah, or even what it is.
It's the friends we made along the way.
I don't know why that still makes me giggle, but it does.
No.
He's just carrying dynamite up the hill.
He clearly does not give a shit.
Oh, look, it's Daredevil 2.
Yeah, he's going to blow up well. I was going to say, this movie doesn't blind people, obviously.
Oh, well, they helped that one.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah,
I fell off!
They're allowed to help one per movie.
This is the no blind people's club. We're only allowed one blind person in this club.
Apparently. What the?
It's his leg fell off.
Oh, his leg
fell off. That was my favorite! That was my favorite leg! What about this, sir? What? I just slid his own throat!
What? I'm so confused.
No!
1 hour.
Okay, it's okay, guys.
19 minutes, 44 seconds.
Don't worry. We only had 25 minutes left.
No, we got less than that, actually.
And I think if an ad does pop up, knowing Tubi, sometimes they'll play an ad legit as the credits are about to start. That has happened on occasion where they'll be like, I was literally watching Tubi. There was an ad at the beginning, no ads for nearly out all of it, and then once the ad, the credits were about to roll, that's when the ad just popped up.
Always the way.
Hi, it's me again. I'm going to give you more cleaning products.
There's only like 15 minutes or so left of this, so. Almost at the end. Hopefully it's our last ad. They really want us to clean our fucking dishes with the squirting products.
Could've been
we
wild
don't even
secrets.
Watching our movies. Clean your fucking dishes.
Well,
so you want to clean your dishes with liquid soap? Well, go to Wild Secrets.
Well, no sexy ads this time because we're not on Tubi Australia.
Yes. Or even Love Honey.
No.
Oh my gosh, this is what the treasure is. It's stuff from Macy's.
All right, oh. 1 hour, 19 seconds, and I mean, 1 hour, 90 minutes, and 51 seconds. I can't tell time
clearly. Yellow Beard's just gonna kill everybody.
Yes, and then
Yellow Beard.
He just bit that guy's ear off. He did a Mike Tyson like 20 years before Mike Tyson.
Yes.
What? What the?
It's not even stabbing him and then dying.
I'm so
That's
lost.
Hilarious.
I'm just along for the ride.
Exactly. Those two people died and they weren't even shooting in their direction. You know, and they died too.
This is what happens when you go somewhere where everybody is one day away from retirement.
Yeah.
Legit, yes. Like... just everyone's gone.
Now keep in mind, he doesn't want anybody to overact.
How did he lose that dude a second pair of legs? He had too many legs.
So that's like Monty Python style humor. It's just oh man, Cheech! Cheech fell onto that knife.
It didn't stab him, it just appeared inside him.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
See, it was John Cena.
None of these horses.
Mother of all death scenes.
It took him 20 minutes, but he finally died. He
finally cocked it. And he's still breathing.
He died and went back to his weed planet.
That's what I want. I just want to go to a planet full of weed.
It's called Ontario, Mercy.
We'll be right there.
We're getting our plane tickets right now.
Come in October. Just saying.
Stab, stab, stab.
Jesus.
This dude is basically being New Jack. Stab, stab, stab.
Just get him a scaffold match.
He's secretly Canadian. He's sorry.
He's sorry.
Thory. Look how like Tommy Chong has like an isp in that for this character.
Mm. He's all in.
He is.
Yes.
It'd be so
He's got method.
It'd be great if this movie ended and the treasure is just never acknowledged again.
Yes. Or they're about to find it, and then the movie just cuts right there. Oh, here comes Yellowbeard.
I have no idea what was meant to be going on, but like I said, I'm always along for the ride on this podcast.
Exactly. You're a captain.
Okay.
Well, that was just his fault.
I mean, that's what happens when you just have the one day left to retirement.
Exactly. I'm convinced Yellowbeard is actually Wolverine. Except for he likes to do more cuddling.
Oh god.
I do prefer the Sweetums look over the Afro look.
I don't know. I think the Afro look was better.
Yeah, I think the Afro has looked better, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for your mother, but that's a different story. And I don't know why I sound like Michael Caine.
I don't know, he's not in this movie.
He just totally turns into Michael Caine.
Oh wait, there's still people around?
Oh, I got stabbed! It was that New Jack.
I had one day left to retirement.
R.I.P. New Jack.
New Jack.
That
should just be brought up every episode.
Yes. He's stabbing angels in heaven as we speak.
He's having all the scaffold matches.
I think this is, like I said before, I think this is the real reason why Peter Boyle is so... is so pissed off because he doesn't have cool hair like everyone else. Or any hair whatsoever. Yeah. Maid? Mr. Moon, you're not Oscar Isaac.
I'm so confused.
They're just fighting and they're looking for treasure. Treasure? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where is this effing treasure?
On an island somewhere.
I love that, Bats. You know what the treasure is, and you don't want to give it away what it is.
No, I'm not going to say it. Of course, no.
I did this whole movie to see the fucking treasure. I want the treasure.
I'm inside the world that the treasure is not what I... If it actually is gold. Gold? Who wants that? Arr, a pirate's life is for us.
I think it's a VHS copy of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes.
They're grunting more than Toxie.
That'd be awesome if Toxie just showed up out of nowhere and just started joining the fight.
Da-da-da.
That fabric of the background looks like two penises touching each other.
Bede, why do you look at these things?
Wouldn't be surprised if it was.
It probably is.
The visual gags.
There's a lot of visual gags.
He's been stabbed up against the wall. He's like, help. Help me. Captain Dan.
There's Tommy Chong's hat still floating there.
I like how Tommy Chong melted, but just not his hat.
Well, that's because
well, it doesn't dissolve gold.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe that was the treasure.
Stop trying to kill me. I'm not your son, Robert.
That was clearly Raymond. Not Peter Boyle. That's Longshot.
He looks way too thin in that long shot compared to the close-ups. Mm-hmm.
Never mind, they both got splashed with the acid there.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's actually the toxic waste from Toxic Avenger.
Oh my god, it is.
Oh, it is.
Makes sense now, actually.
That's another link. That's where the toxic waste came from, the Toxic Avenger.
Exactly.
And that toxic waste makes, like, giant kaiju. And exactly. Penis monsters as well.
Yes.
Oh, meanwhile, they have shown up.
As I recall. Come on, Eric Idle. Are you a Madeline Kahn or are you Madeline Kahn's?
Bede, you're fired.
I think he is.
I don't apologize at all for that joke.
I love that this was the like what was written on the map. Stagger, stagger, crawl, yeah. Jump.
Because he was too drunk on his rum stuff. I mean, that's pretty much good how he walks anyway, stagger. Right? Roll. Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll!
Hurry up, I just want to see the treasure.
I can find out that the treasure actually is a 1 year free ticket to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Baba.
The treasure is two tickets to Vegas to see a Vegas show.
That'd be hilarious.
That's a hint for something.
They go to find the treasure, and it's actually the little turtle Pee-wee from Gamera.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
If it was a little turtle, that'd be so cute. Oh, I had to betray you because I'm a pirate.
His hair has gotten so... and beard has gotten so blonde, it is now matching his skin colour.
Yes.
I can't even tell where the hair and the beard and the hair, the beard and the... and the skin of his face begin.
I don't know. Oh my god!
He scalped him!
He did!
And it's a very clean cut too, so he's really good with his sword.
Well, it's just...
think sharp.
He wanted to give him the monk look haircut. Because we thought Sean Connery looked really good in that movie where he played in, the monk.
Oh yeah, in The Name of the Rose. Yes. Great movie.
One we probably won't do on this podcast because it's very serious.
That's definitely way too good of a movie for the show.
That's a To Be Fair movie.
Mm. Yeah, a To Be Fair movie. A show we keep mentioning on this show, To Be Fair, and still haven't done an episode of yet.
No. We can't work out what the best movie is yet. Oh, yes. Is this the joke. Treasure?
See, here, it's the treasure.
All right, so...
Ooh, I'm excited.
It's the friends we made along the way. Oh, no, it's an actual fucking treasure. Okay.
No, it's an actual treasure.
Oh, damn it, I wanted a PS5.
Yeah, but you're a lucky cunt because you have a PS5.
I do have a PS5. Oh, no! Oh, sorry, Dad, I actually stabbed you. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to stab you and kill you.
Killing your father as I killed my father before me.
Oh, it's her.
What the?
Aw.
So after all that, he just dies.
Yep.
So the treasure
Dad
really was.
Dad accidentally kills him, yep.
So the treasure really was the friends you made along the way when you have one day left to retire.
Yes. I didn't mean to kill him. You're dead. That's a good line. Horribly. He died the way he wanted to, horribly. This treasure. In the name of Her Majesty, Queen Anne. Dan, darling, I don't think I love you anymore. You're
right.
Oh,
wow.
She was a gold digger.
She doesn't.
Did someone
like
say two more chests?
And she just wants the treasure. Yes.
That bitch.
I'm leaving.
The audacity of her.
Oh gosh, here she goes. She just wanted the treasure.
Yes.
You've got a lovely bottom, sir.
Bottom. They don't say ass in England, they say bottom.
See, what they didn't realise, it was just all costume jewellery and it's worth nothing.
Aww.
They just bought it from wish.com.
Yes.
This is a very bizarre movie, I have to say.
It is.
Well, I guess that's the end of this journey.
Meanwhile, they're all arrested or something.
But I didn't mean to kill my father.
But meanwhile, she's just like, I get all the jewels.
I could have a lot of treasure like that.
He's gonna keep the treasure.
Oh. That's me though. If you found treasure like that these days, then museums will come along and say, oh, you gotta give it away to a museum and stuff like that. I'll be like, fuck no. If you want this treasure, you're gonna have to give me a lot of money for it.
And don't take it to a pawn shop where they'll give you like $3 for something worth $5 million.
Surprise!
Oh, he's taken over the mantle like his father with weed in his hair.
Yes!
Yeah, because... He said it himself, yellowbirds are never more dangerous than when they're dead.
Mm-hmm. So now they can pirate.
Let's smoke some weed.
They can pirate together as father and son across the galaxy.
Yep.
Yes. And we'll have weed in our hair.
I like it. I approve of the weed hair. It's great. Also, it has like a semi-happy ending then.
Yes. It does, yeah.
Hmm. Well, that was...
I like how Cheech and... Coming up next is Caveman.
Oh my god, this movie's on Tubi?
Yes.
Oh, I just found a future pick.
Well, apparently, according to this, if you liked what we just watched, Caveman, and then Inner Space, Canadian Bacon, Cannonball, and Dick Tracy.
Yes, Cannonball, which I just watched the other day as part of my Jude'sploitation.
Mm. Well, that is the end of our movie.
Indeed. Good pick, Batch. Good pick.
That was
thanks, buddy.
Pure insanity. And tune in next week for our very exciting episode 69. And we are going to hopefully be watching the most booby fair movie we have ever had for this podcast. I'm very excited.
If it's still on Tubi by the time we record the show next.
Yes, we'll make sure. Don't worry. We promise we're going to give you the most Booby Fair movie ever for episode 69, because that's how we roll.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And we hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Indeed. Yes, thank you everybody for tuning in and listening. We hope you have a lot of fun. And of course, you can find us at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. And you can check out the link tree, linktr.ee/thetubitoesdayspodcast. All of our links are there. And yeah, just type in the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player and you will find us on there. And you can subscribe, you can like, you can rate us, you can give us reviews, all that good stuff. So please show your support. Helps us immensely. And if you want to say hello to me, I'm on Twitter at supermarcy. And you can also find me on Letterboxd at super_marcy.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me on the Pop4D Network every Tuesday with Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, where Mark Chevalier and I recap the classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. You can also find me every Monday now instead of Friday on Avenging Tales, where James Simpson and I recap issues of the classic Mighty Avengers. And be sure to join the Pop4D group on Facebook.
Awesome. And if people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BeadJamine. And of course, you can find all my work, both my reviews and columns, over at supermarcy.com. And yep, that's the end of this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Once again, we hope you all enjoyed it. And stay tuned for our very special episode 69, our sexy episode next week, which technically should have been my episode, but Marcy took hold of that one, unfortunately. So
of course,
still
very
upset about that.
He's not allowed to have that episode. That's mine. I claimed it. So yes, tune in next week, everybody. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everyone. Bye.
Arr!
Arr!
In all the Spanish Main, only one name makes cutthroats hoist their sails, hide their loot, and hold their noses. Yellowbeard.
A bucket of rum and be quick about it.
The terror of the seas, fighting the scum of the earth for the gold of the realm, in the comedy of the century, the 17th century. The chase is on for Yellowbeard's treasure, with Graham Chapman as Yellowbeard.
Kill this stupid old bugger.
Oh, hold your horses.
I can't kill him. He brought me up, just like a father.
Oh, you mean he's beaten you and kicked you and smashed you in the teeth?
Yeah.
No.
No.
He's been kind and gentle.
What kind of father is that? Kill him!
I said hands off!
The Tubi Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.